It's Moving 92.5. What's going on? It's Mason, and we are back talking with Emily of ScentedGlossyMagazines.com, talking about, of course, our obsession, the Real Housewives of Orange County. Now, the big episode last week was talking about Lynn and her bad parenting.
Yes. Wasn't that amazing?
Oh, it was so good. Now, the part that I wanted to bring up to you was when Lynn went to go pick her up from her friend's house, and, you know, they were putting on the makeup. Well, when she went out to the car, she didn't have any makeup on. Did you see that?
I didn't notice that.
I did. I was like, wait a minute. So the editing was a little funky.
The editing, I have noticed this season, has been very Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Like Vicky got this ring from Dawn this episode. But as one of my readers pointed out, that ring was mentioned like in the first episode of the season. Vicky or Tamara says, oh, is that a new ring? And Vicky's like, yep, from Dawn, 6 carats.
Scandalous. So scandalous. Now, we're in agreement that Lynn's daughter is awful, right? In a typical teenager kind of way.
But she seems particularly awful. And I think it's because Lynn doesn't do anything about it.
Uh-uh.
She just keeps pushing the boundaries, which she really doesn't have any boundaries.
Oh, yeah. When they're calling her, where are you? You haven't been home. And she walks in the door, and they're like, hi, honey, where have you been? As opposed to, where the hell have you been?
I know.
Smack, smack, smack.
Where the hell have you been? Smack, smack, smack. Give me your phone. You're done.
No. No consequences.
I know. It's crazy to me. Yet, during the scene, the cooking party at Alexis's house, Lynn goes off.
Yeah.
Like, she totally gets angry. I'm like, now, good for you. Just direct that at your daughter.
Your daughter. And I understand. You don't criticize someone's mothering, no matter how badly.
Right.
It's not your job.
Right.
And I get that. And I do think that Gretchen's coming from a good place. She wants to help her.
Mm-hmm.
But I get her being upset about it. But I think she's upset because she knows she's wrong. She knows that she's not doing a good job.
I know. And she just doesn't want to. I think it's like so many people have said, she doesn't want to get on her kids' bad side. She
No.
wants to be their friend. She doesn't want them to be angry with her. She doesn't want them to hate her. But that's just part of being a mom to a teenage girl.
I think
it's inevitable that you're going to be hated. So you might as well just dive right in and do some grounding, take away the phone.
Yeah, and when your daughter tells you that she's hung over, consequences. She's underage.
But Lynn doesn't do anything about it. I can't imagine if I would have said that to my mother. First of all, I would never have even considered saying that. That wouldn't even be within my realm of possibility. But, oh, my gosh, it would have been the end of the world.
Well, and then what's her name? Tamara, the one who has a bad child herself, could probably, you know, say, Lynn, if you don't do this now, there are going to be consequences, kept her mouth shut during the whole dinner party.
Wasn't that amazing? Tamara, who loves to run her mouth, and she's the only one. And Lynn kept saying, don't talk to me unless you've been there.
Yep.
And Lynn was saying, don't judge, don't judge. Whereas Tamara, yeah. Who's been through all of that?
Who could have given her advice more than Tamara?
Right.
Now, Tamara and the hubby,
problem.
Divorce.
Yes. So, you know, Simon filed for divorce, wrote this really nasty blog on Bravo about Tamara.
Oh, I missed that. What did it say?
Oh,
details,
excellent. Just saying, I've tried to work through this, but Tamara's really, just in a nutshell, it ended with, I'm sorry, kids. But your mother chose fame and money over our family.
Ooh,
basically,
wow.
The last line. I know.
Ouch.
Whereas I think that's kind of hypocritical because he's the one who's airing their dirty laundry.
Absolutely.
On this blog.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? They're both to blame. Number one, she is a nasty person, so I'll give him that. He married her.
Right,
but it's
right.
Like he was so controlling about stuff. I swear, if my husband ever talked to me the way he talks to her, or even worse, how Jim talks to Alexis.
Oh, yes.
Like, I can see stuff in her head. Like, she'll start getting on, like, Alexis. She'll have her own opinion about something, and he'll, like, just shut her down. And then I feel like she's telling herself to shut up and be like, oh, honey, you're so right.
I know.
Like, she takes a moment, and then she goes, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
And I just wonder what's going on in her head for that, like, 2.2 seconds. Like, is she saying, oh, I'm going to kill you one day? Or, oh, God, I'm so lucky to have such a smart man in my life.
I think it's that one, actually.
Oh, my God.
I think she's so wrapped up in him somehow and so dependent on him that she does not have a mind of her own no longer. She doesn't trust herself to express her own opinions or do her own thing. Like when Jim came when she was getting their three-year-old's haircut and Jim had to come because I guess he couldn't trust her to handle
Lord.
It. three children, three and under, and he's never changed a diaper.
Oh my God. Who are these people? It blows my mind. Now, what's happening in the next episode? Scenes from?
Fighting among everybody, as usual. And Lynn gets an eviction notice. So the troubles keep piling up for Lynn.
All right. Well, we're going to have to get back together and discuss after that airs.
Sounds great.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Mason.
Remember, everybody, Emily at scentedglossymagazines.com.